next item is change of zone number 1622, Gary F. Farmer, DVM.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And regarding this, I have passed down motion dealing with a recommendation. I do believe I'd like to say that that there might be some other points of view on this than mine. I'm certainly not saying that I'm correct. However, without lobbying for mine, I believe that one of the objections of the commission possibly could have been the idea of spot zoning, and I've laid out some ideas here, and I just don't think that the commission operates from a compendium of knowledge, that we do look at the sites and that we judge them each and on their own merit, and perhaps not every site lends itself to a blanket edict, as could be the same with a buffer. So before I make this motion, I'd like to give anyone that has an honest dissent on the commission only a chance to voice that out of respect and consideration.
Well, I'm sure that everyone appreciates that. Mr. Smith, gentlemen?
I do have a comment, Mr. Chairman.
We'll go right ahead, sir.
And I have spoken with Mr. Smith about this and about my concerns about spot zoning and the fact that if we start doing spot zoning without a stated purpose or reason for rezoning, then the commission could be potentially flooded in the future with other requests for change of zones, especially to commercial, because that could potentially increase the value of the property, and it could wind up circumventing our land use plan that we recently approved, as well as orderly development of the county. So, and with this particular property in particular, it's been adequately served as a conditional use for the 30 years, and prior to that was utilized as a physician's office without the need for commercial zoning. And once again, once someone gets zoned commercial, then it really opens up the door for development in a manner in which the county and this commission in particular might not be in favor of. Given the application is for a change of zone without a specific or specified use, other than the fact that it enables perhaps the current owner to sell his property quicker, that's the primary reason for my individual objection.
I would have to agree with Mike on that.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, regarding this item, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone number 1622 based on the record and for the following reasons. Them being, the site is located on Route 26, a primary roadway in the county. The site is in the future annexation area of Dagsboro, where recent and future residential development produces a demand for commercial services. This rezoning will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The rezoning will be in character with that surrounding area and uses. Some of those existing uses are mini storage, automotive salvage, plumbing contracting, and warehousing. The site has been used by the applicant as a veterinary hospital for over 30 years. The applicant stated that use will not change in the immediate future. The rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, and welfare of Sussex County.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1622, Gary F. Farmer, DVM. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. Since it's as close as it is, Mr. Smith, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. Mr. Gordy?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Chair votes no. Motion dies 3-2.